Desai.
Spend the day with Sai.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. on Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Dear listeners, loving Sairams and greetings from Prashanthi Nilayam. Placing my most humble and grateful pranams at the lotus feet of our beloved Swami. Dear listeners, this is Raghu in the service of Sai from Team Radio Sai speaking to you live from the holy and blessed hamlet Puttaparthi, which the Avatar himself chose as the headquarters for his mission of imparting the lesson, love all and serve all, help ever, hurt never. At the very outset, dear listeners, greetings and a warm welcome to all our Radio Sai listeners of today's Thursday Live. And I will be hosting the slot, Service Love in Action, bringing you accounts of Swami's love and our love for Swami, translating into service to humanity. Well, you are tuned to Radio Sai Global Harmonies Asia stream, bringing you the message of Bhagawan Sri Satya Sai Baba. Stay tuned and stay connected to the sacred vibes of Prashanthi Nilayam Ashram. Today is 30th of October, 2014, and the weather in the ashram is very cool and pleasant, while the temperature is about 30 degrees Celsius. Now, dear listeners, before we move on to the segment, I want to share with you all some very important information that I believe every single Sai devotee must review closely and carefully. Well, as I said, this is the month of October, and the month of October happens to be the World Vegetarian Month. So in this context, we dive deep into the cross currents that engulf this subject and explore it from every possible front, cutting through the large thread of ambiguity that can arise due to arguments of personal choice and health. We present the cold facts, reminding us why our food intake must be a conscious choice because of the conscious, subconscious and unconscious consequences it carries. Well, you all may be wondering what I'm talking about. Dear listeners, I'm talking about the brand new article we have posted in our homepage of the website radiosai.org recently. And this article is entitled Value of Vegetarianism. And it's a vital lifeline for all of us to go through this article, regardless of whether we are vegetarians or not. It is for everyone. Actually, this article is a transcript of one of the afternoon satsangs that Brother Prem and Arvind had on this subject. So in one of the previous afternoon satsang happens to be the segment after this segment, Service Love and Action. So in one of the afternoon satsang, Brother Prem and Arvind had discussed on this topic, Value for Vegetarianism, and this article is the transcript of that audio afternoon satsang. So, in fact, this article that is published right now is part one of the topic. So, the part two of this topic will be published just in a couple of days. And it's a very important topic. In fact, in an ideal world, every Sai devotee, every Sai student, every Sai family, Sai center, study circle group should study and discuss it in detail in order to make ourselves worthy representatives of Bhagavan Baba. So I hope you will take my loving suggestion to heart and review every word and ponder on this story. Well, dear listeners, let's come back to the segment Service Love in Action, and today in this segment, I'll be playing for you a wonderful conversation that I recorded a couple of weeks back with Mr. Prabhakar Biraya. Mr. Prabhakar is a secretary of the Sai School, the Sri Satya Sai Samagra Sikshana Samaste, Newton Bhadravati, Shimoga district of the South Indian state of Karnataka. Well, let's, without taking much of your time, let's listen to the conversation. And this conversation that I recorded was for about 2.5 hours, but today I will be playing only the first 45 minutes of this conversation because of lack of time, and today's conversation is part one of the conversation. So let's listen to the conversation. In fact, the conversation will continue next week.
Sairam sir, greetings and a warm welcome to Radio Sai Studio.
Sairam, thank you sir.
Now this is a segment called Service Love in Action. And in this segment we talk about the different service activities taken up by Swami's devotees in their respective places.
Yes.
Now Swami's devotees come to Prashanthi Nilayam, have Swami's darshan, listen to Swami's divine discourses, get inspired and motivated by Swami's teachings and messages.
Yeah.
And when they go back to their own places, they try to make their own places a Prashanthi Nilayam.
Certainly.
By involving in Sai activities, both spiritual and service activities. And in this segment, we talk to such individuals and listen to their experience of being involved in Swami's activities, wherever they are, in whatever capacity they can. Now, you are the secretary of the Sai school in Bhadravati town of Shivamogga district of South Indian state of Karnataka. And as far as I am aware, this is one of the unique school where the students are involved in community service activities on a daily basis, right?
Yes.
Like, I know about the Sri Satyasai Gram Seva that happens every year in Swami's university, where Swami's students take Swami's prasadam to the different villages around Puttaparthi, prasadam in the form of food packets and clothes. And this happens once in a year during Dasara festival for about 10 days.
Yeah.
But in this school, the Bhadravati Sai school, the students get opportunity to do such activities on a daily basis.
Yes.
Well, this is something really unheard of. And today we are extremely pleased to have you, the secretary of this school, in our studio. And we want to know more about this school, the genesis, the growth, and the different activities of the school. So, once again, a warm welcome to Radio Sai Studio, sir.
Thank you.
And we are eager to listen to you. So, please start by telling us, when the school started, the story of the genesis, how Swami blessed the school for its inauguration.
Sai Rambathar, in the year 1978, a thought came into the mind of a group of devotees, which was led by late Sri K.B.D. Piraya. They all approached Bhagavan regarding to start a school at Bhadravati on the lines of Alike and Muddenalli.
Mm-hmm.
This Alike and Muddenalli schools really got motivated the senior devotees at that period. Keeping that in mind, the senior devotees, they felt the same type of school should be started even in Bhadravati also for the betterment of the society.
Yes.
Thinking this, and taking this as the motto initially, they approached Bhagavan through the then state president Pujya Sri Nakasturiji. Swami, ever lovingly and the merciful Swami, he blessed through Nakasturiji and told Nakasturiji, tell those devotees to start the school.
Mm.
In fact, he commanded and he had ordered, yes, I need this school.
Okay.
This is the way how he blessed the school to be started in Bhadravati. After hearing the words of Bhagavan, Nakasturiji was highly motivated and he came running to the late Sri K.B.D. Biraya and expressed that this is how Swami blessed you people. Then instantly Kasturiji expressed himself that he wants to come and do the Bhumi Puja for the school for which Swami had blessed. And it was a very great pleasure, like Pujya Kasturiji coming and doing the Bhumi Puja. And it was done in the year 1978.
Mm.
In the same year, a small room was constructed with a tiled hut, I would like to say, because all big things will start with a small note.
Yes.
So that is how it started. And Pujya Kasturiji came and he did the Bhumi Puja after the completion of the building. And initially we had dual activities. In the morning we were having the school for the pre-primary schools, and in the evening we used to use the same building for our all our mandir activities. So that is how the school came into the existence. After the completion of the building, one of our devotees, so he is also no more Mr. Subrayappa, along with Shri K.B.D. Biraya, they came with an invitation to give an offer to Swami to come physically to bless the school and the mandir. Then Mr. Subrayappa, after seeing Swami, he forgot to give the invitation to Swami. He just prayed it and he just turned back to Bhadravati. Mm-hmm. On the day of inauguration, in the evening by around 5 o'clock, we received a telegram from Swami stating that my blessings are with you, go ahead.
Okay, nice.
So this really enthralled everybody. At that juncture, we came to know that Mr. Subrayappa had forgotten to give the invitation to Swami. And Swami, in spite of not receiving it physically, but emotionally and intellectually, he knows everything. And that is how he blessed the school. And since from 1978, the school started. And on that day, we had requested Srimati Kamala Padmanabhan to do the inaugural honors. And it was a very great pleasure. On that day, Srimati Kamala Padmanabhan expressed in Bhadravati. Bhadravati means Bhadra. Bhadra means Subhadra. So it should be a stronger place. So I pray to Swami that let the school be the Subhadravagi. Let it come ahead. Let it be a role model for other schools. That is how she expressed. And the words she has said, and Swami has talked through her, and things are, we are seeing it the reality. That is how the school started, in giving Swami's message and culture to the humanity. That is how it came into the existence.
Very nice, wonderful. So it started in the year 1978 in a small note, but now after 35 years it has emerged as a very big school with about 2,000 children, right, sir?
Yes, 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 sir.
So, please tell about the current position of the school and the different activities that the students undertake, the community activities, the spiritual and service activities.
Today, as days passed by, and we all know how Swami does as per his desires, and he has been using the devotees and the students as his worthy instruments in his mission. And we really feel happy and so proud that Swami has been using us as his worthy instruments. And by his grace, after 35 years, today we have a built-up area of about 40,000 square foot in the total vicinity. We have a 2 acres piece of land, and today we have about 2,100 students studying in the school. Here, to be very honest with you, we took more than 35 years to come up to this stage. The main reason is we never approached finance in any public or with any devotees. We offered ourselves by contributing, and slowly we started developing the entire activity of school constructions and growing ourselves. Today, after seeing the quality of education, I would like to put a word here, not an ordinary education, it is an integrated education. In the town of Bhadravati, people have started looking towards Satya Sai School. The whole of township, now they are interested their children to be put into Satya Sai School. Reason, because of Sai culture. That is nothing but Bharatiya Sanskriti, that is Indian culture. And people have started looking that they want their child, if their children have been admitted, they feel that their children will become good. This is the faith what has been deposed in the society. So we are so happy that Swami is using all the management people in the school as a worthy instruments. To promote, to come up to this level, what Swami has given for the total integrated education, as Swami has said, it is not just academic excellence. Along with academic excellence, we should have human excellence, environmental excellence. Apart from that, we have also included cultural excellence, sports excellence, On top of it, we have also added medical excellence, that is health excellence. If the child doesn't have a proper health, then he can't deliver anything to the society. So comprising of all these six factors, we are running the school. As any other school, even in our school, the academic excellence is going on quite good. As far as the students and the parents in the school, they are lower segmented area people are there in our school.
Rural area.
Rural area. And some poorer section of the family people are there. As we are not charging any donation, and out of 2,100, we are giving 600 students free of education, and a nominal fees is being charged for the remaining students, which comes to about maybe about $110 to $120 per year.
Okay.
Which completes every activity of the child. So that is the least money what we are taking, and the money what has been taken, it will be returned back to the salary for the teachers.
Yes, for the staff.
For the staff members.
This is a residential school?
No, no. This is a day school.
Day scholar school.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, this is a day school.
Until how many grades the school has?
The school has right from baby care, that is pre-nursery, to 10th standard. You have, and it is affiliated to Central Board, Delhi, as well as Karnataka State Board. Both the boards, we are having the education facilities. And I was just telling you about the activities in the school. See, Swami has given enormous ideas and messages to the humanity, how we should run an educational institution. And he has shown by building the university in Prashanthi Nilayam itself. So, taking all these inspirational, motivational messages from Bhagavan, we have started applying the same methodology even in our school. We started involving the students in their age group and in their age limits in service activities. We felt that students should be a part of community service, which is most important.
Yes.
Because he should be aware that a school is not constructed only for himself. It is from the society, and he should be to the society. So, to have this knowledge, this has to be put into action. So, for that purpose, we started involving the students in local hospital services. Once in a week, we used to take the students for the hospital visits, particularly to the government hospitals, where hundreds of inpatients will be admitted. And the inpatients, particularly in the government hospitals, there will be no caretakers. So when our students, when they visit, they have a chat, they counsel with the patients, they feel highly motivated, they feel highly inspired, and in turn they will be in tears. The reason is, see, Satya Sai school boys, students, they are coming and asking, how are you? Why are you here? What made you to be in the hospital? Still, how many more days are you going to be?
Yes.
And this is the compassionate words they are going to have interaction. On top of it, they pray in front of the patient, let your divine, the whom you adore most, bless you and make you to come out of the hospital as early as possible. After hearing these words, the patients will be in tears. You have, somebody is there to look after. Somebody is there to bless us that I should go out of it. One instance I would like to say here at this juncture. One of the students, when he was counseling with the patient, the doctor in the hospital came and he said, why you people want to disturb by doing all these things?
The doctor felt it's a waste of time.
Waste of time, and it is of no use. Why you should do all these things? Then I only personally requested, sir, please look into the conversations and hear them, what they are talking. Then probably you will be in a better off position to understand. When the interaction was going on, the doctor came to know the compassion, how the child was and how the patient was reacting. And he personally felt that giving a medical treatment, these compassionate words will cure him to the more than 50 to 60%. And what we doctors have to give is just on 30 to 40% of medicines. So this became in reality. Then he started supporting the students. Then he requested, even you come every day, we will allow you. Mm. This is most important, which is needed. This is the counseling what has to take place. So that is how these students have been part of it. Now I would like to say, what students will get out of this?
Yes.
See, the moment when students get into the conversation with the patients, they will get to know the varied diseases, the varied problems of the patients.
Right.
Then they will be educated. If I don't maintain my health, my place will be in this place.
Mm.
So, he will be knowing the actual facts by involving in this service activity. That is why we have ensured that all the students of our school, they are a part of this local service activities.
Mm.
To educate them that health is of utmost concern. As Swami has said, if wealth is lost, nothing is lost. If health is lost, definitely something is lost.
Yes.
And if character is lost, it is everything is lost. So we are building that tempo, that message in action through the students, so that that character and that health is being valued in Swami's message. That has to be imparted to the students.
Even the students will become more sensitive to others' sufferings.
Yeah.
By seeing...
Yes.
Patients.
Yes, certainly, sir.
Mm. So how often each student will get a chance to visit the hospitals in a year?
We have very beautifully, we have planned out and we have a timetable. There are more than 1,000 students. From 6th standard onwards, we are taking the students to have the chats with the patients, to have the counseling. And probably once or twice in a year, they are going to get an opportunity.
Each student
will be getting minimum once or twice in a year. He will be getting.
But this activity happens monthly wise or weekly wise?
Weekly wise. Every week on Wednesdays it has been taking place. Every week it has been.
And it's after school hours or during school hours?
No, we have ensured that it is not after the school hours, because as I told you, this is an integrated education what you are giving.
Mm.
So we have ensured the child goes within the school timings itself.
Okay, okay.
Within the school timing itself. Mm. We have planned it in such a way that the students should learn these qualities of service.
Nice, wonderful.
Yeah.
Yes, go ahead with next activities.
And the second point here is, I would like to share, that is one more most important service activity. See, generally, all the students, they purchase in the beginning of the year their requirements, stationery requirements like books, pencils, for all those things, for their academic purposes.
Yes.
One day, I just expressed with all the students, see, you will be purchasing about 25 to 30 notebooks and some couple of pencils, rubbers, everything you will be purchasing for the entire year. And you will be spending nothing less than 700 to 800 rupees for all your stationery activities. If you purchase one book extra, which may be about 7 to 10 rupees, out of 700, it will be another 10 rupees additional. That one book extra, if we all of us purchase and amalgamate all those books, and the same books, if that is being given to the government school students who are less benefited students, see, they will be having those notebooks.
Mm.
And this initiation was started in the school. To my greatest shock, in the first year and till date, we are getting more than 4,000 to 5,000 notebooks in a year.
Wow.
And the books what these students have contributed, we take the students with them, and we have adopted about 10 to 12 government schools, and every year these notebooks is been distributed to the students along with these pencil boxes and whatever the requirements they want.
Pencils, pens, erasers, scales.
Absolutely. All these things. So, they feel so happy.
Yes.
I'm sharing with my person who is less benefited in the society. So, this is the concern what he is showing in the game for his fellow friend or brother or sister, you can see.
Wonderful activity. So, every year the student in the beginning of the academic year,
buys something extra for himself,
and that is during the academic year, it's distributed to others. Wow, nice.
Yes. And secondly, coming in the same aspect, see, I told you that we charge about $100 to $120 in a year. To be very frank with you, in that amount, I would like to say in rupees now, it is only 200 rupees per student, the parents who have given that fees. In that 200 rupees, we are keeping that 200 rupees for service activities.
Okay. Mm.
So, by accumulating this 200 rupees from 2000 students, which comes to about 4 lakhs of rupees. So, this much of amount
per year,
the management is using it by involving the students in giving for the government school students. If the management or if the headmaster from government school, he comes and requests, sir, we are shortage with some sports articles, we are shortage with some benches or desks, or if they want any library books or any computers or any water, drinking water facilities, whatever it is being required, some capital investment is being made by students in the name of school, contribution from Sri Satya Sai Academy of Integrated Education. So, like this, every year this activity is being generated. Even a primary school student which doesn't know what is seva, even that boy or that child's money is being used here as a service activity. And it has really given a versatile impression in the society. And the teachers and the educational department, they are looking towards us, what Satya Sai School is doing. They are not growing, they are also making others to grow together.
Yes.
See, this is the beauty what Swami has taught us. It is not just me to grow, it is all of us should grow in the society. So this culture is being inherited in the students.
Nice. So $100, $120 means about 7,000 per year.
Yes.
So that is the fees of the students.
Students.
And in that 7,000, about 200 is for community service.
Community service activities.
Wonderful.
Yeah. And coming to one more service activity, in the hot summer, in the month of April and May, for 60 days, we go to the bus stands, that is the government bus stands. We involve students, devotees, teachers and parents, all of them for the entire 60 days, right from morning 11 o'clock till evening 6 o'clock, free cold water will be distributed to the commuters in the bus. The reason is the aged people or the children, they cannot come down and they can quench their thirst. So, to avoid these commotions for the passengers, and we offer them cold, pure water. They will be seated in the bus and students and parents and teachers or any devotees, they will be in the downstairs, they will be outside and they will be giving the water. This activity, it has been done since from past 25 years.
Oh, wow.
And this has got a very high reputation in the town. And they are so happy, the bus drivers and conductors, they tell to the commuters, Bhadravati has come. If you want to drink water, Satya Sai Samiti is there. Satya Sai school students are there. You take water. We are going to stop for a couple of minutes.
Okay.
So this is the awareness that has been created in the society that Satya Sai organization is there to do seva. So this is what the message of Bhagavan is going. This is how the students have been a part of it. One day, one of the commuter, when I started as a young boy with my father, when I was also a bit slightly hesitant in the initial stages to do the service activity in the bus stand, then my father and mother took me to the bus stand. Then they said, come on, you go and give it. Then with very hesitatingly, I just started to give water. The moment when I was holding the water jug and the glass in my hand, immediately two people came next to me. There were some people were selling groundnuts and some people were selling some fruits. They were shouting, this is the cost of this fruit. Please buy, please buy. In the midst of them, I was telling, it is cold water, free water. Please take cold water, free water. See, by doing this, this dehabhimana, I, that ego will go. So this is what I learned that day. And to my fortune, the first person whom I gave the water was to an old lady. She was in such a pathetic position that she was sweating. She was desperately in need of water. She asked me, what is the rate? How much money should I give you?
Okay.
Madam, you need not give me any money. It is at free of cost. Please have and quench your thirst. That is all we want from you. Please kindly take, I requested. She took the water and she drank. I was just watching her face, the way when she started taking the water, she was so blissful. She was so happy. Then immediately she asked me, why are you doing this activity? I told her, see, you are so aged, you cannot come down. You are in really need of water. So this is a small service. If by doing this, your thirst is being quenched.
Yes.
So, which organization? You belong to which organization? When she asked, I said, this is Sathya Sai organization. And Sathya Sai school students of our school, we are all togetherly, we have been doing. Then immediately she blessed, yourself and your family be blessed. Let all the good things happen to you. And I am so happy. Let Swami bless you. This is the blessings what she gave. See, this is exactly what Swami has been telling. By doing service, that love and affection, it will start flowing towards us, in spite of not knowing the person whom we are doing. So this is the one activity, it has been touching to all the students and to the society.
In fact, the happiness and bliss that we get out of such activities, to tell such things, we have to experience it. It can't be told in words.
Certainly, certainly.
It would be very nice to experience. Now, sir, one thing you told, this activity happens in the months of April and May. And generally, it will be the time of vacation, right, sir?
So absolutely, absolutely.
Boys and students still come forward?
Yes. For that also, we have requested the students. We have planned and we have an elaborate timetable. Morning, 11 o'clock, the program starts. We have planned for 2 hours activities. So, 11 to 12, 1 hour. 12 to 2, 2 to 4 and 4 to 6. So, we have made it into 3 batches.
So, morning 11 to evening 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
My God.
Almost it will be 7 hours.
Every day, 60 days.
Every day. For all
during
the
vacation also.
Yes. Okay. And Swami has told us that holiday should be made as holy day.
Yes.
So that is what it is in action. See, whatever Swami has said, that has to be put into action. Then only that that love will flow.
Yes.
That is what has been done. And in a day, we will be giving not less than 6,000 to 7,000 people, commuters, they are going to have the water. Means to say, even if a person takes about 300 to 400 ml, and that you can imagine what is the liters of amount of quantum of water is being used. Almost you can say it is about 3,000 to 4,000 liters of water will be consumed.
Yes, yes.
On Saturdays and Sundays, it will cross even 6,000 and more than 10,000 people will be consuming the water. And it is one of the very big mega event which happens in the months of April and May. Yeah.
Wow. Wonderful. Very nice.
Yes, sir. And to go ahead, Swami started Nitya Narayana Seva. Swami said, you have to keep this one handful of rice every day. So, I was just a bit worried how to make this arrangement. It was really worrying me. Then, I just thought. Then, one fine day in the school, I just came up with a mic and I said, see, let's start. Swami has told that we should do it. Let us do it. Come what may, we will not worry about the result. We will still start doing it. Fortunately, I would like to say, I just started serving. When we get the rice, where should this to be distributed? So, I was just surveying around in my place, nearby villages. To my greatest fortunate, I can say, I could able to find two families, two different families. One family, the parents, they had merged in Swami's feet. And in another family, parents are there, their children are there, and they have been left out by the children of that family.
Mm-hmm.
So, they were in dire straits and they wanted desperately the food. So, then immediately I felt this is why Swami said this Nitya Narayan Seva. This is the National Narayan Seva, under National Narayan Seva. Then, I came and announced in the school, see, for 30 days, if you just accumulate only one handful, that comes to about 50 grams.
Handful of rice.
Handful of rice. Only one handful of rice. It may be about 30 to 50 grams. See, we are about here, 2000 people are there. And 2000 into 50 grams, that comes to 100 kgs.
That is in one day.
That is not one day.
One month.
In 1 month.
Okay.
It is 1 month. So, in a month, we are going to accumulate 100 kgs.
Mm.
If one boy or one person, if he wants to contribute 100 kgs, it will be a huge burden in their family. So, I just requested, see, one handful of rice,
Let us sacrifice.
We are not going to be in less weight or anything. Nothing will to happen to our body.
Yes.
So, students, when I requested that let us all bring this dal and rice, they started. They started giving. And today, it has risen up to 700 to 800 kgs
per month.
And parents, after accumulating all this rice and dal, we sent these students to these two, initially to these two houses we were sending. And students will be offering 11 times Sai Gayatri and Gayatri Mantra, and they pray well-being of the family. They pray that let all the trouble what you are undergoing, let your God, whom you adore the most, solve and make you people happy. So, by giving this rice, the students by themselves giving the rice, this has inspired them, and that is how we are getting more than 700 to 800 kgs of rice. And the same rice we have been using for Swami's birthday programs and on Mahasamadhi Day, which will be distributed to more than 10,000 people on those days. And students actually take part in distribution of the food. So this is one of the very beautiful message what all of us got from the students. And they are all involving very actively in this program.
So starting it was for two families, so now how many families
now you have? Now it has come up to eight families.
Oh, good.
Eight families, and when one of the centers, one of our Sai centers, we are doing Nitya Narayan Seva.
That is every day?
Every day. In that center, 16 people have been fed daily.
Uh-huh.
Even the same rice goes to that place also.
Okay.
That place also. And even in our main mandir, these students, in commemoration with Swami's 65th birthday, we started, and it is almost now 20-25 years past, it was started, and the Nitya Narayan Seva is taking place in the mandir.
Mm.
And students actually take part in serving the food to the institutes. The same people come every day by around 1:30 in the afternoon, and they take one pure hot lunch day to have it every day.
Full-fledged lunch.
Full-fledged lunch, and till days, by the grace of Swami, it has not stopped.
Mm.
Not even a single day, it has not been stopped. And on all the functions and all the festival days, as per our Hindu rituals, the same food will be served to the people. And they are so happy on Swami's birthday. And once in two times or three times in a year, they will be given clothes.
Okay.
And almost 3 days in a week, they will be getting fruits and sweets. You know, how they are getting is, our students, they have started celebrating their birthday by doing Nitya Narayan Seva.
Mm.
They came, sir, we don't want to share with my friends, we want to share with these people. I would like to celebrate my birthday by giving a cake or an apple or a fruit or a banana or whatever he feels like giving. See, that is how this culture is being developed, even that giving culture. I should share the food with whom they doesn't have it. So in this also the students are taking part daily, few students, and the students who have birthdays, compulsorily we have been asked to serve them.
Okay.
So that they will also learn the art of serving, and they will also understand the importance of food. See, for one mouth of food, these people are coming daily. So this is the message what Swami has told us to do it, and this is what in action.
Nice, wonderful, really amazing.
Coming to one more service activity, as I told you earlier, our school has got minimum 35 to 40% of the students. They come from village based. They come from the rural places. Most of the parents in rural villages and their family members, many of them, they were illiterates. The government had a project that we should make literacy program. So we felt that it is a very nice thing. As we had about 35 to 40% of our students who are coming from the village segment, we asked our students, come, now there is a chance for you to make educate your own people, your parents or your neighbors or your grandma or your grandpa, anybody for that matter, who are within your family members, you make them to learn the alphabets. Students, you know, immediately they jumped, that they took the, all the materials which was given by the government. They were, we were the facilitators for the government, and they gave all the ingredients, and students actually started taking part in teaching about 15 to 20 minutes in a day about the alphabets or in Kannada or in English, whatever they wanted to learn. They made teaching in their houses. See, one fine day, I asked him, one of the boy, I just asked whom you are teaching. He said that he is teaching to his parents. Then how do you feel while teaching your parents? Because, you know, they will be controlling you, and now you are there in the teacher's place and you are doing, how do you feel? What do you feel? See, sir, to be very honest, I really understood how my teacher suffers while teaching to make me understand the subject. Now I have got so much of respect for my teacher, because while teaching to my parents, the difficulty of making them to write the alphabet,
yes, yes,
it was so challenging, and I really understood how difficult the teacher's role is. I started loving. In my house, I was a teacher. In the school, I am a student. See, this is the affection what I developed by doing this literacy program. So I was really felt very happy, and you know, the government has made such a wonderful project, but project will not make literacy. It has to be in action, and students of Satya Sai School, they are a part of this literacy movement in my place. So that is another activity what has been taken up in the school.
Really nice. Through such activities, actually, the students are indirectly taught so many lessons.
Absolutely.
In fact, in this, I'm sure the student would have increased his respect to his teachers.
Sure, certainly. Certainly. Because he will personally come to know the difficulties of the teacher.
Correct.
When he becomes the teacher, he really comes to know the difficulties of the teacher. So, the teacher word will be replaced by guru. That is what Swami wanted. Teacher is only who teaches, guru who gives the knowledge for the life. So, this is the compassion is being developed. So, that is a really wonderful service what students are taking part.
Nice.
As I told you, the activities, we felt that we should also involve our students in environmental based activities. As we know, these nowadays people are cutting, deforestation is going on, and this environmental problem is there, and we talk of global warming. But unfortunately, everybody is talking at international level, national level, everywhere they talk, but nothing is happening in practical, which is most important. And for that, our organization started a movement called Sri Satya Sai Kalpa Vruksha. So under this project, we adopted 500 plants. I would like to say the word adopt of the plants. So here, we requested the forest department to give 500 saplings to us. And we selected 500 students. While selecting the students, we asked them, whom you love the most?
Mm.
Your parents, your father, or anybody for that matter, your friend, whatever it is. And then we also noted down their name also, whom he loves the most. Then after collecting the details from the student, then we gave this one tree plant. See, you said your name is Ramakrishna. Ramakrishna, now you have said that you love your father. He is Shri Timmappa. So, your father's name is Timmappa and you say that you love him most. See, now this plant is in the name of Timmappa.
Mm.
Now you are going to name this plant as Timmappa and you are going to dig and you are going to plant and you are going to guard.
Mm.
Then you are going to water in the summer season. That is how you are going to do. See, by adopting this plant, by loving his father, he starts loving this plant also. That is how we can develop this nature.
We should show the same love towards the
towards
plant.
The environment.
Yeah.
Towards the environment.
Okay.
See, initially, these children, they started guarding from the animals, from the people. Animals, at least, they do without their knowledge.
Hmm.
But people, they just break it with knowledge. They try to spoil the plant. They will be guarding the plants. And once in a week, they are going to water it. At that juncture, the neighbors and other people who are there, we are not going to the any forest or empty areas. We had this 500 plant is being planted in the vicinity of our school itself,
okay.
In the area itself.
Mm.
It is a vast area.
Inside the campus?
Yeah, not in the campus.
Oh.
In the township area.
Okay, okay. Oh.
The place where our school exists, that township area we have planted. So, in front of the houses. So, these boys, you know, with a pot or a bucket, they used to go and they used to, auntie, please give me a bucket of water, I want to water it.
Mm.
See, when these students, they go and approach, that household ladies, are they, why these people, they will come and see, they will be watering. And, why are you doing this? No, auntie, see, it is so sunny. Mm. If you have a plant in front of your house, I know it gives so much of shade. And it is nature. You have to bring. And that is the words the students will talk. See, once, twice, thrice, or maybe five times, the lady will give the water. Mm. And the sixth time, she will start pouring the water.
Right.
See, it is making the other person to be a part of the service activity.
Mm.
This is adoption. So, this project has been named as Sri Satya Sai Kalparuksha.
Mm.
So, this Kalparuksha itself, that is what we have heard in Krishna, what he says this, when he had given that bowl to Draupadi, that vessel, Akshaya. So, that is how this has to, Akshaya, to should take place.
Lot of ripple effect these activities have got.
Yes,
it is involving the community and society.
Yes, sir.
Very nice, very nice.
Then, coming forward, we take our students to Balamandira, which is being run by government authorities.
Balamandira, what is that, sir?
Yeah, this in Balamandira, single parenting students or the students which have been left out in the streets, those students will be searched and they will be put in this Balamandira.
Okay. Mm.
And all the facilities will be given by the government.
Mm-hmm.
Their food, clothing, education, everything will be taken care by the government.
Mm-hmm.
We take our students to these Balamandira schools and we will have some role plays and we will have some games with the Balamandira students. The reason why we are taking there is, one, the most important is we want to educate our students that see, you are with the parents and these children, they don't have their parents, still they are living, they are not getting that love from their parents. So that to make understand for our students, we are taking our students to this Balamandira, they will start respecting their own parents.
Yeah.
See, my father, my mother is caring so much. See, these students, they don't have their parents. how much care I have been taken care. See, this is in action. This is where the students will learn to give respect.
Yes, yes.
As our culture stands, Matru Devo Bhava, Pitru Devo Bhava. And as Swami has been repeatedly told that you have to adore your parents by doing namaskar daily. This is the culture. This has to be in action by not talking, by showing them this activity. So, by doing this, I have been asking regularly in the school, you have to put your hand at the heart, then you tell, have you done your namaskar to your parents? They heartfully raise, or else they will sit down. Mm-hmm. They thought, if the boys have not done, if they request them, you have to do it, they will do it. See, this is how we have to bring in the change in the mind of these younger students. You cannot compel anybody. The compel makes pressure and that breaks. Without compelling, by doing a pleasureful activity, it grows, that compassion develops.
Mm.
So this is what Swami's activities, what he was showing to us. That is what has been done by taking these students to Bal Mandira. Mm. We also take to blind school and deafendom schools also to show them. See, Swami used to say that you might be seeing, but you should see from that inner vision. You should open your inner consciousness. See, the moment even when we take to this blind school, the blind persons, the students, they may not see, but they will be seeing that inner vision. Through that itself, they will be doing all the activities. By that, they will be understanding God has given such a beautiful vision.
Yes.
And how I should live.
Mm.
I should not live like an animal. I should live like a man. So this is for what I have come. I should do justification to this body and that Atma. So that is most important. They will start realizing how beautifully the body has been given by Bhagavan. So this is another activity what has been taken place and been doing regularly. All these activities, we have segmented it out every month, every week basis it has been planned out.
Okay.
And every activities have been taking place month wise, week wise and fortnight wise. Everything has been taken care to ensure the activities run smoothly.
Mm.
You may feel that how can you do all these activities? Yes, certainly. This is a pressured activity for the management and the principal, not for the students.
Okay.
Definitely, because these activities they will be getting once in a year.
Mm.
So that they will be waiting when my turn will come to be a part of in this activity.
Okay.
So that we have kept their interest in the tender hooks, I can say.
Mm.
So that is how they have been a part in all these activities.
Tune into Sai. Spend the day with Sai. From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. on Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Stay tuned. Sai, dear listeners, once again, greetings from Prashant Nilayam, the spiritual capital of the entire universe, and a warm welcome to today's Thursday Live. This is a segment, Service Love in Action, and I'm Raghu from Team Radio Sai. And today in this segment, you heard the part one of a conversation that I had recorded a couple of weeks back with Mr. Prabhakar Biraya, the secretary of Sri Satya Sai Samagra Shikshana Samste, a Sai school in Newtown Bhadravati, Shimoga district of the South Indian state of Karnataka. And dear listeners, I hope you all found this conversation very inspiring. In this conversation, you heard Mr. Prabhakar telling about the various activities in which the students of the school are involved in a daily basis. Activities like hospital visit, the water distribution during summer vacation, then tree plantation, and then the Nitya Narayan Seva. In fact, Prabhakar sir has not yet finished the many activities that the boys and girls of the school are involved in. And so today was just the part one of the conversation. The part two of the conversation will be aired next Thursday. Please don't miss the conversation. It's a very inspiring and motivating conversation. In fact, at least as far as I am aware, I don't know if there is any other school in which the students are involved in community service on a daily basis. Well, as I said in the beginning, in Bhagwan's University, there is Gram Seva happening during every Dasara festival for about 10 days, in which boys go to the villages around Puttaparthi and distribute Swami's Prasadam in the form of food packets and clothes. But it happens only once in a year for 10 days. But in this school, the Sri Satya Sai Samagra Shikshana Samaste School at New Town, Bhadravati, Shivamogga district, the students do community service on a daily basis. So please stay tuned, listen to this conversation, the second part of this conversation next week. Don't miss it. And the time right now in our studio is about 12:25. And it's time for the next segment of today's Thursday Life, that is Afternoon Satsang. Stay tuned, stay connected to Prashant Nilayam through various Radio Sai programs. And I offer this segment at Bhagwan's Lotus Feet and I take your leave. Jai Sai Ram. Panduranga Vitthale.